I'm Marilyn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And it is Monday. And at this time every Monday, we do Motivation Monday. Chase those Monday blues away with personal and professional development. And today we're in for a real treat. We've got uber successful businessman Dwight Miller here. And Dwight has worked with McDonald's. He's the owner and operator of Champaign-Urbana McDonald's restaurants. He also has 4 locations in Decatur. Your life story, Dwight, we could talk for hours, but we're going to try and whittle some things down here with your 10 keys to success. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. And Dwight, I guess I want to start with one story I know about you from when you were young. When you were 8 years old, your mom sent you to the store with some money. And then you got in trouble because you took 25 cents.
Yes, I did.
And from that day forward, you were 8 years old. From that day forward, you knew that you didn't want to rely on anybody for money, and you got a paper route, and you've been working hard ever since.
Since then, I've always had a job.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to at 8 years old, for it to resonate like
right.
that. That's
yeah.
pretty incredible.
Well, you know what? My parents were hard working people. They always had maybe a job or two. And I said, you know what? Nothing wrong with having a job and working. So I just happened to go out and get a paper route.
Okay.
And came home and told my parents, hey, I got a job. I don't know if they were really excited about that, but hey, I had a paper route. And since then, I've always been working.
You've always been working.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. So you started with McDonald's back in 79?
Yes, 1979.
Okay.
Started with them as a manager trainee.
Okay.
And it was funny because the company I left, I used to be a accountant. And I said, well, you know, I'm not really a really good accountant. So let me go find something else I can do. And a friend of mine had a dance studio. I was taking some dance lessons. She said, hey, how about going to work for McDonald's? And I said, you got to be kidding. And so, make a long story short, she put me in touch with them. They offered me a job. I went to work for them. My friends were all laughing back at the other job. I can't believe this guy's flipping hamburgers.
Yeah.
That was in 1979, and you know, here it is 30 years later, and things have been great.
Right, and it was 1997 that you became a franchise owner, and all of this story kind of ties together with your keys to success. So why don't we start with number 10 of 10, which is to stay in school.
Yeah, you know, that's so important. You know, people ask, say, can you be successful without going to college? Sure, but it's so much tougher. Mm-hmm. It's very tough. And I think, you know, the more schooling you have, the more things you understand, the more things you know, just gives you more tools to be successful.
Well, I guess, you know, another thing that goes along with that, whether it's, you know, I mean, obviously college is key, but if you can't get back to college, always learn. You talk about always educating yourself in some way, shape, or form to give yourself more options. You just never know when an industry is going to die. Things are changing so quickly today.
Yeah, you know, I stay in a learning mode. I go to webinars all the time. I'm always going to seminars and class. I mean, like you said, things are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to you to really stay on top of things. And so whether it's in the restaurant industry or maybe some other thing I'm doing as a hobby or something, you got to keep yourself on top of what's going on.
Yep, mm-hmm. Always educate yourself. All right, number 9 in your 10 keys to success, you got to have a dream.
Boy, I tell you what, you know, there's a lot of people out there and they don't know where it is they're going. You got to know where you're going. And part of that is having that dream. What do I want to do in life? And I break that down into 2 parts. One is having goals. You got to set those goals. And number 2, though, is having a timetable. You know, when you work for a big core corporation, you know, they're on their own timetable. They're not in yours. You got to have yours. Because if I've got a good employee, I'm not in a hurry to get them to go away and get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So I always took the attitude that, hey, you know what? If it's going to be, it's up to me. And so whenever I took over a new job, I had my own timetable, and you would do things to further that time. And typically what I find is that when you have that timetable, it gives you a sense of urgency to get things done. Without that, you just kind of linger around. So having a timetable really is critical to moving forward.
I like that. If it's going to be, it's up to me. And a great tip there that you said as well, if I've got a great employee who's, you know, plugging the hole in the machine and doing a good job there, I'm not necessarily going to want to promote that employee.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of employees will be like, why am I not getting promoted?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing such a good job. Maybe that employee hasn't stated the fact that he or she wants to be promoted out, or they have to take it into their own hands.
Well, I remember when I was with the corporation, I said, hey, listen, I want to be a franchisee. They said, no way. We're going to make you a VP one day or something. And I said, you know what, guys? That is your dream, but not mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to really take on the ownership.
And you actually, in that moment, you actually had to leave.
I left the company for 8 years.
You had to leave the company so that you could get that franchisee ownership experience on your own. And sometimes that's what it takes. If you know what, but you knew what your goals were, you knew what your timeline was. And so that gave you the tools and the power and the ability and the drive to make that move when you wanted to.
Yeah, all the years I worked for them, I had a lot of good things going for me. And I realized that, you know what, Dwight, you can do this on, say, your own. You don't have to be working for somebody. And so when they said, no, we're not going to give you a franchise, stay with the company, I said, well, you know what, I'm leaving. And so I found another franchise I bought, did that for 8 years. We had a great time doing that. And then, you know, because you do a good job, you know, about 8 years later, they contacted me and said, hey, how about coming back and being a franchisee for us?
There you go. So then you were able to come back on your own terms and do it the
Absolutely.
Your way.
Yeah.
So that's very key. All right. We're talking with Dwight Miller, who is the owner and operator of Champaign-Urbana's McDonald's restaurants, also Decatur locations as well. You've got four of them in Decatur.
Yeah, four.
All right. And we're running through Dwight's top 10 keys to success. Number 8.
If you want to know how to do something, ask an expert. I'll tell you what, most people never do that. I'm always amazed at, you know what, we ask our friends, our best friends, our parents about topics of things that are really, you know, important for the long haul. And they don't know. They're not experts. And so I used to tell people, if you really want to know something, find somebody who did it. So if you want to make $1 million a year, ask somebody who makes $1 million a year. If they only make $999, $1,000, they're going to be a buck short. If they know how to make the other dollar, they would be doing that. So find that person who knows how to do it. I always find that people, when they are very successful, are more than happy to spend time with you to help you to reach your goals. And so they're going to give you the information that say you seek. But just asking anybody about whatever they think and making a decision on that never works. You got to find the right people to ask.
I love that, too. If you want to make $1 million, don't ask somebody who's been making $999,000. I mean, they're close, but they're not there.
They're not there.
You got to talk to the person who's making it. All right, we'll take a quick break when we come back. More with Dwight Miller. And if you have any questions about keys to success, if you have any questions about some maybe trials and tribulations that you're going through or some goals that you're trying to achieve, give us a call, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. They always say, you know, Dwight just said, ask the expert. Mm-hmm. If you want to know how to get something done, well, the expert's right here. It's 1213 on Connect FM. We're 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. It's 1214. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And it is Motivation Monday, chasing away those Monday blues with personal and professional development. And today, Dwight Miller is our guest. And Dwight is the owner and operator of Champaign-Urbana and Decatur McDonald's restaurants. Very successful businessman. And if you have a question for him, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. And Jake is on the phone. Jake is a business owner. How are you, Jake?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Just fantastic. What do you want to ask Dwight?
Well, basically, I'm very ambitious, a lot like Dwight was at early age, being 8 and all that. To give you a good example, I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
And kind of really changed my whole outlook and philosophy on work. Was born and raised by blue-collar parents that went to work for somebody every day and collected a paycheck. And in the last 2 years, actually, I should say 2.5, I have ventured out on my own, became a 1099 contractor with a company, and actually bought a family member out of their own business. So my wife and I are now running and operating two businesses. And for Dwight, with that background, is I was really interested in what you had to say about the
what was
the
that
information.
You, go ahead. You cut
Did
out.
I lose you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was interested in what Dwight was saying about the timetable. We, in both cases, we came on board with two different situations that were in dire need of being turned around, and how you kind of set that timetable to give yourself a chance to rebuild that business and then making money for you.
Okay. Well, good afternoon. I think what you have to do is look at the business that you're in. I'll give you an example. When I worked for the corporations, what I would do is look at different people that had gotten to where it is I wanted to go. How long did it take them to get there? How long were they in these different jobs? What were the jobs to say they had? And then based on that, I could come up with a timetable that said, hey, you know what? The average person has been here about 10 years to get to be a VP. They've had these five different jobs. And so that way I know what those jobs are going to be. I would say with whatever business that you are in, similar thing. What are the, who else is out there doing things? When they got started, how long did it take them to get to where they are today? And then that gives you kind of a feel for, this is going to be a 2-year growth plan, a 3-year growth plan. What are some of the things you're going to have to do between now and then to get there?
Okay. I know that business associations will often have some stuff. And George, always, there's this book that he gets at the University of Illinois where you can actually look at businesses and you can compare, you know, how much money they're making, how profitable they are in this year versus that year. I mean, those might be some resources that you could use too, Jake.
Also, Jake, I would tell you, you know, find other people that do what it is you do. Maybe they live in another state or whatever, but you can network with those people and ask them those kind of questions. Typically, I find that they're more than happy to help you with that. But the more information that you can gather about that type of business and other people that have already done that and been successful doing it, the easier it will be for you to put together a game plan.
Okay, great.
All right, Jake. Hey, good luck to you. You guys are working your tails off.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
And if you have a question for Dwight, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We're talking with Dwight Miller, owner and operator of Champaign, Urbana, and Decatur McDonald's restaurants. And we're talking about his 10 keys to success. And we've come to number 7.
Yeah, conquering your fears. You know, I think we all have fear. Sometimes we don't really want to admit that. But I think to be successful, you got to look at yourself and say, hey, what are the things I'm not really good at? And go after those things. You know, I remember that one of my biggest fears is public speaking. And I remember the first business I had was a franchise where we had to do a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
And so what I did is I made myself be in situations where I had to get up in front of the public and speak. And I've been doing that for 15 years. And I said, you know what? Doesn't matter if I'm good or bad at it. The fact that I keep pushing myself to do that, because there's going to be other things that come up and that just helps you to recognize that, hey, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is, I just need to keep pushing forward.
Okay. That's a great example. I know a lot of people are scared to death of public speaking, and I've not only, I've seen you give this presentation, your 10 keys to success, in front of people, and boy, you seem... do you still feel nervous when you do it, or have you gotten?
So it's just like a football game, you know, yes. your stomach turns a little bit, and then once you get into it, you feel you get better at it.
All yeah. right, number 7 on your 10 keys to success.
Number 6, the will to win. You know, you have to have a desire to be successful, and just not show up. You know, and I think sometimes people, you know, they're into things for a lot of reasons, but they're not really committed to making it work. And, you know, I went to a talk one night, and Bobby Knight was there. And Bobby said, you know what, it's crowded at the bottom. And after a few years, I realized, you know what, that is so true. Once you get past the stuff at the bottom, it gets to be easier. But you got to hang in, but you got to stay there and be committed and work hard to get up. And I find that people want to do things, but that extra effort sometimes is just lacking.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, something that you also say is losing is easier than winning.
It is. Yeah.
And another thing that you like to say is to be willing to go where the opportunity is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what you did when you got the opportunity long ago to go work for McDonald's. You realized it was an opportunity.
You know, I probably moved several. Every time I got a promotion, I ended up moving. And I said, you know what? That's where the job is. That's where the opportunity is. And so if that's what you want to do on the back end, hey, that's what you got to do. Get in a car. Pack up your belongings and go there. And is that good or bad? I don't know. Every situation is different. But for me, it worked.
Yeah. I've had the opportunity to do that, too. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you prove something to yourself when you do that. You really do. And when you rely on yourself and you go after it, you know, I think it also gives you more guts and more, I don't know, I think you just learn to trust in yourself more instead of limiting yourself, because it would be scary to do something different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what happens also when part of this willing to win is that you can't give yourself a safety net. You just got to go for it. I remember when I left the corporation, they didn't want me to leave, so they said, hey, listen, we're not taking the resignation. We're going to give you a year's leave of absence. Mm. That was the worst thing those folks could have done, because for the next year, I kept thinking about it. This doesn't work out. I still got my job back there.
Mm.
And I really, even though that was a good year for us, mentally it was a burden. And what you really got to have is really... no holds barred. You got to just go for it and realize, hey, the only thing I have to do here, I got to make this work. There is no option.
Yeah, I've got plan A and plan A.
Yeah, that's right.
right. And if plan right. A doesn't work, then I'll figure out plan B. All right. Well, hang tight, Dwight. And again, if you have any questions for Dwight, we're talking about his 10 keys to success. If you have something to share, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Let's get your Connect FM three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
It continues to be nice and mild with us as we get into the 50s. 37 the low tonight with a chance of rain and a greater chance of rain throughout the day tomorrow. High 45 down to 40. And on Wednesday in the morning, especially high 46. Clouds on Wednesday night with a low 36. Right now, the temperature's at 51. We're at Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
U.S. stocks turned lower today on the state of Europe's economy. Let's see if that's turned around yet. Here's your Wall Street Journal report, 1221 on Connect FM. A talk radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM or 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. It's 1225. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And it's Motivation Monday. We're chasing those Monday blues away with personal and professional development. Our guest this week, Dwight Miller, owner and operator of Champaign Urbana and Decatur McDonald's restaurants. And Dwight, don't you have some other things going on aside from also serving on boards? And I mean, you do so much.
Well, right now, probably the biggest thing I do, I chair the McDonald's franchise organization for the greater Chicago region. So we look at the different things that the company's doing, and as a franchise organization, try to give some input to those
okay.
things.
All right, to make things. And, you know, one of my favorite stories of yours is way back when, early in your career, you were in charge of 20 stores, and I forget where it was, but they were...
Connecticut.
Okay, they were bottom of the barrel, just doing terrible, and you turned everything around.
Yeah, you know what? That was probably the first time I realized that, you know what, Dwight, you know what you're doing. What happened is we had these stores we had just taken over, and they were really suffering, and they were very, very challenged. And so they said, well, look, before we sell them to franchisees, let's see what you can do with them. And so, you know, going in those restaurants, I recognized that we needed a lot more people, but unemployment was really low at that time. This is back in the 70s, or back in the mid-80s. And so you could just see the money walking out the door. So I said, you know what we're going to do? So we kept doing these 10-cent raises, quarter raises. It wasn't working. I said, we're going to buy them. We're going to pay so much money, we're going to make people work.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a school teacher, a nurse, or whoever you are. You're going to want a second job. And so we paid, this is like in the mid-70s, mid-80s. We were paying $7 an hour.
Wow.
Back then. And so we did that. We had it plastered everywhere. McDonald's is paying $7 an hour. Within 2 weeks, we had all these restaurants completely staffed. Our sales went up to double digits. We ran that way for like 2 years.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal.
Incredible.
Yeah, we had people calling us from all over the country. How do you do that? But one of the secrets I told them is that, you know what? You have to recognize that the money is there. The customer base is there. Mm-hmm. Just raising the price is just not it by itself.
Okay, good stuff. And we've been talking about Dwight's 10 keys to success. If you have any questions, thoughts, if you're seeking some advice in your professional career, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. And now we're to number five of your 10 keys to success.
Yeah, take action. And, you know, something's going to always go wrong. And you got to be willing to step up and say, I got to get this fixed, and I've got to get it fixed right now. And, you know, one of the best stories I've ever heard was a friend of mine told me he was a dean to a law school. And he said, you know, the kids took the test for law school. They passed it. But when school started that 1 year, these two kids showed up. And they were sitting out in the lobby. And so the receptionist said, hey, what do you guys want? They said, well, you know what? We passed a test for your school. We weren't the next on the list, and so we just thought we'd come and sit here, and maybe somebody doesn't show up. Mm-hmm. And I said, you got to be kidding. So they sat there for 3 days trying to get in this law school, and eventually my buddy goes out there, and he talks to him, and make a long story short, he lets him into the law school. Now, is that going to work most times? Probably not. But guess what? How many times does that have to work? Well, if you're the person, he's got to work one time.
Yes.
And I tell people so often that, you know what, don't worry about all the other times it doesn't work. As long as it works for you, that's all that you care about. And so those kids took action. And I see so many times people, I'll go to a business and a person's talking to me about their problems. And I say, well, what have you done about it? Well, I haven't done anything yet. I don't know what to do. Doing anything is taking action. I mean, doing nothing is taking action.
Yes.
It's not doing anything. And people don't realize sometimes that by not doing something, you are doing something. So taking action becomes very, very important. And I think that you'll find a direct correlation between the success of people that see a problem and act on it and people that don't.
All right. And number 4. This is a big one in your 10 Keys to Success.
Yeah, that is beware of dream busters. And I got that broken down into two types of dream busters. Number one is alcohol and drugs. I mean, you know, everybody can do their own thing, but the reality of it is typically more bad things happen than say good. But number two is a little more subtle. And that dream buster happens to be people, you know, you think about your family and your friends, people that say mean well, but they're not you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have your dreams, your desire, your risk tolerance. And so they're the ones that talk you out of doing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones you got to be really careful of, because they think they have your best interest in heart because they love you. But they can busting those dreams, and people look back, and that's when you say, hey, you know what, 20 years, 10 years ago, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
And because you're listening to somebody else. So,
and well, even your own mom wasn't too thrilled when you got on board with McDonald's.
Yeah, she said, my God, I sent this kid to college, and now he's going to work at a hamburger company.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes, though, you know what, though? They just don't know.
Right.
And sometimes you have a little more insight,
mm-hmm.
And a little more difference. And like I said, my friends, when I went to work there, they were laughing. They said, this guy's going to go somewhere and flip hamburgers. So sometimes, you know, we look at different situations of people and think that they can do better. But, you know, if you're the person, you got to have your own dreams. You got to have the guts. Mm. To move forward.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Dwight, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here. Dwight's 10 Keys to Success, number 3, number 2, number 1, we've got left to go. And this has just been great. And if you have any questions for Dwight, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255, 1231 on Connect FM. Now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, 1234. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Dwight Miller is with us. Dwight, the owner and operator of Champaign Urbana McDonald's restaurants. He and his wife. You guys are a power couple. And he has been here for Motivation Monday, where we chase away the Monday blues with personal and professional development. And we've been going down Dwight's 10 Keys to Success. Number 10 was stay in school. Number 9, you've got to have a dream. Number 8, if you want to know something, ask an expert. If you want to know something in particular, ask somebody who's been there. Number 7, conquer your fear. Number 6, have the will to win. Number 5, take action. Number 4, beware of dream busters. And now we're to number 3, Dwight.
Yeah, do things other people are not willing to do. And that can be something as simple as coming to work 5 minutes early, stay 5 minutes later. Take that extra phone call, even though it's after 5 o'clock. Just those little things that set you apart from somebody else, especially in the corporate world. As a employer, I notice those kind of things. I notice the people that do those little extra things, and it makes a big difference.
I notice, I remember you telling a story when I sat in on one of your presentations about the Golden Boys at McDonald's, and that was when you were early in your career with McDonald's. What did tell us about that?
Well, actually, I was working for another company, and I was just kind of doing so that started working with these guys. They were guys who went to Ivy League schools, and they were fast trackers, and we were trying to find a reason not to like them.
They're the brown nosers. We don't like those
happened,
guys.
I realized working with those guys is that they did a lot of things that were really good. The guy did come in 5 minutes earlier. He stayed 5 minutes later. He always had positive things to say about the company, and I started realizing that when I started doing those things, you know what? Things changed for me also. My attitude changed. My boss saw me and say a different light. So people see those kind of things.
Okay. Number 2 on your 10 Keys of Success.
Yeah, be likable. You know, this like factor is really huge. It took me years to realize that that's very, very important. One, I never saw a person that was very, very successful that didn't have a high like factor. Mm-hmm. My best friend's one of these kind of guys that when you meet him, you never met a stranger. He had a great handshake and whatever. And I think early on, we always think of these people as brown noses or whatever. But, you know, how come some people always seem to get lucky and they get things done? Well, you know what? If I like you, I'm going to go out of my way to help you.
Yeah.
And whether that means a teacher in school, whether that means I open the door, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But having a high like factor is important. I don't have a chip on my shoulder. You know, and people recognize that, they see that, and it just stands out. And I think you could do a whole show about just the like factor.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, it's that missing piece.
Heck, Diane Ducey, I can't tell you how many times I'm out and about where people will say, I love Diane. You're like above the like factor.
Thank
you're
you.
At the love factor.
All right. Let's miss love. Thank you for saying that.
It's true. I tell you. All right. And finally, Dwight, you're number 1. Key to success.
Well, if all else fails, associate with positive people. You know, yeah. I always say birds of a feather do flock together. Uh-huh. And if I hang out with people that are positive, they're going and getting their MBA. You know what's going to probably happen? I'm going to get mine too. You know, this is where I say keeping up with the Joneses is not necessarily a bad deal. That being around people that are positive, who always see the jar being half full, not half empty, mm-hmm. that always recognize that, hey, you know, this is going to be a better day. It just brings you up, and it makes you do things better. And what it really does is it gives you a different mindset.
Well, I mean, you think about it, how oftentimes when we're watching our Illini and they're taking on a team that's really tough. I mean, when you're taking on a team that's really tough, you're elevated because you want to do great. You know, you're up against a top seed. Mm-hmm. You want to take them down. So it's interesting how when you are with that person at a higher level, they will bring you up.
Absolutely. And so many young people hang out with their friends. All they're talking about is all the things that are wrong, and they think they are a shrink. Well, you know what? How much stuff do you really need to hear? Mm-hmm. What you need to do is be around somebody that can help you. Mm-hmm. So I try to find people that, hey, you know, bring me up. Make me a better person.
Garbage in, garbage out. Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, just one more thing that I've heard you say when you in your presentations with this, Dwight, is don't think why it can't happen. Think how will this happen?
Yeah.
And that's really key.
Yeah. Find a way to make it happen. And if you're focused on how come I can't make this work, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You got to figure this is going to work. How it will come to you. I mean, I wish I could tell you exactly how, but it's going to come to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to stay positive and stay focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dwight, again, we could have you on for hours and hours and keep talking. Just thank you so much for the time today and for sharing your top 10 keys to success.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, talk about hanging out with somebody who elevates you and somebody who makes you feel good and positive. That's you, Dwight. So you not only us, but all of our listeners today, too. So
thank you
very, very much. And don't forget to stop into McDonald's.
No problem.
All right. It's 12:39 here at 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.